Good day to you. I am Kim Harden, and I am reading Southern Champaign County today for April 29th, 2026. Starting with a few pictures on the front page of Southern Champaign County events over the weekend. Unity seniors and juniors pose at the Japan House before heading to iHotel Conference Center for prom on Saturday, April 24th. Then even juniors and seniors who did not attend prom could go on the trip to Six Flags in St. Louis the next day. Lovely picture of four young men all in blue suits and two young ladies, both in teal-colored long gowns. Very pretty. Illinois Race Weekend had great weather and over 20,000 participants in their 8-run events April 23rd through 25th with Geese Memorial Stadium as the hub. Post-race food options included gluten-free treats from Reg Cakes, whose owner, Regina Johnson, lives in Pasotum. Her son, Miles, is with co-worker Leslie Hammersmith, hugging a finisher after they crossed the finish line Saturday, April 24th. Mayor of Savoy and Tolono Police Officer John Brown tours his village on a golf cart with daughter Elena during the Saturday, April 24th running events, with the last leg of the marathon winding through town with pockets of cheering friends and chase crews hearing music from DJ Diane Ducey at mile marker number 23. And a picture on stage of Unity High School National Honor Society induction ceremony and Hall of Fame night had Lucille Weisbrook at the podium on Thursday, April 23rd in the Poly Auditorium. South County Spotlight. Here's a few notes for what's coming up. Senior Republicans meeting, Monday, May 4th at 9:30 a.m. meeting, social time from 9 to 9:30 at the Champaign Public Library, 200 West Green Street in Champaign. Monthly meeting of active senior Republicans in Champaign County for seniors seeking information, fellowship, and fun. Speaker Scott Eisenhower, the Rantoul Village Administrator, with the good news from Rantoul. For questions, you can contact Joyce McCabe, the co-president, at 217-819-0939. Menards is holding a pet supplies drive Wednesday, April 1st, and running until Sunday, May 31st. Menards has started a pet supplies drive on all store locations. There are more details on the attached press release, plus a Menards store manager list to contact your local store manager for an interview or questions. Senior Luncheon, St. Pat's Parish Hall, 304 East Vine in Tolono, with second Wednesday of the month Senior Luncheon, 55 and over. Coffee social hour starts at 10:30 a.m., eating at 11:30 a.m. Bring $3 and a side to share. Pantry is open Mondays, 5 to 6:30 p.m., and Fridays, 9 to 10:30 a.m. Unit 7 events this week. May 1st through 3rd, Unity Spring Musical, Adams Family. May 5th, Unity Junior High Band Choir Concert in the Auditorium at 7. May 6th, Unity Band and Choir Concert at 7. May 7th, Seniors Honors Night at 7 p.m. Sydney American Legion Post 433 meeting coverage by Ann Roten. The Sydney American Legion Post 433 met on Monday, April 20th at 6 o'clock at the post home located at 221 South David Street in downtown Sydney. Post 433 Commander Bill Hench brought the meeting to order at 6:06 following opening ceremonies and a prayer being given by Post 433 Chaplain Fred Olds with 9 members and 1 guest, your correspondents in attendance. Commander Hench asked members if they had read the Monday, March 16th meeting minutes that had been emailed or mailed to post members and if there were any additions or corrections. There were none. And so the meeting minutes were approved following a motion from Vice Commander Glenn Dillman and a second to motion by Mike Shepard, Legionnaire. Commander Hench introduced and thanked your correspondent for attending the meeting and reporting on it. Finance Officer Susan Mantrell gave the march, and as of Monday, April 20th, finance report, which was approved as read following a motion from Bill McLean and second to the Sergeant-at-Arms, David Dillman. There was no American Illinois Premier Boys State Committee report, nor no American Legion Post 433 Poppy Distribution Committee report, as poppies for this year's distribution had previously been purchased. Sydney Post 433 Commander Bill Hinch reported that the Sydney American Legion Post 433 will participate in the WDWS, WHMS, WKIO, The Rooster, News Gazette, CIMG, Champaign County American Legion Post's Poppy Distribution Day drive-through, taking place on Thursday, May 21st from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the CIMG parking lot located at 2101 Fox Drive in Champaign, that the individual post distribution time slot for Sydney American Legion Post 433 is from 6 until 8 a.m., and that Sergeant-at-Arms David Dillman will record the Sydney American Legion Post 433 promo on Wednesday, April 22nd, sometime between 1 and 4 o'clock at the radio stations and the News Gazette CIMG offices located at Fox Drive in Champaign. Sydney Post Commander Hinch, Adjunct Service Officer Bill McLean, and Judge Susan McLean were in attendance. Officer Bill McLean reporting that he told the board Sydney American Legion Post 433 had originally thought about having the 50-year Sydney time capsule ceremony and contents reveal on Sunday, June 14th, ahead of their American flag retirement ceremony, but they had since spoken with Sydney Improvement Group President Donna Hooker and said that the Village of Sydney Board of Trustees' approval would like to have the digging up ceremony and contents reveal at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 25th, in front of the post home during the Sydney Fun Days ahead of the road closing for the car show. Mr. McLean provided he additionally announced that the Village Board of Trustees meeting that he will have a display of museum artifacts set up at the Sydney American Legion Post, and he and his wife will be dressed as George and Martha Washington. Legionnaires in attendance decided to dig up the time capsule the week before, July 25th, to see what they have in the capsule, and present it at 11 o'clock at the July 25th ceremony. All this will take place outside and not inside the American Legion Post building. McLean will have the museum artifacts set up in the post meeting room. Legionnaires in attendance asked Post 433 Officer McLean about the status of the Veterans Memorial, and were told that John Finn, the president, reported at the April 13th Village of Sydney Board of Trustees meeting that he will look into the possibility of getting a grant writer to write a grant for getting monies for the memorial, but that there's nothing going on with it right now. Adjunct Service Officer McLean confirmed that 433 will host an American flag retirement ceremony on Flag Day, Sunday, June 14th at 5 o'clock. Bill Hinch reported he volunteered the Sydney American Legion Post 433 to be in the Sydney Fun Days parade on Saturday, July 25th. And Commander Jerry Ackers asked if the post could use his truck, and Second Vice Commander Ackers said that they could. Vice Commander Ackers reported that the Autumn Fields in Savoy will not be hosting any veterans breakfast for now. It's reported that Poppy Distribution Days will take place Friday, May 15th and Saturday, May 16th, and the poppies that they distribute will be at Lowe's Home Improvement on Prospect Avenue in Champaign. Commander Hinch will distribute poppies in downtown Sydney around the post office on those same mornings. It was reported that Post 433 will put out American flags at the Mount Hope Cemetery on Wednesday, May 20th, starting at 9 a.m. And Finance Officer Susan Mantell will be attending 6 o'clock Champaign County Veterans Assistance Commission meeting at the Bennett Building on June 19th, September 9th, and December 9th. The Sydney Legion decided to sell meat raffle tickets again, and the post office and Officer McLean is supposed to ask Tim Osterber to get the post some tickets, 750 tickets at 10 tickets per book. Lastly, Bill Hench appointed a nominating committee consisting of Second Commander Jerry Ackers and historian Rollo Catterhenery to come up with a slate of officers for the post to vote on May 18th. Sydney American Legion will hold their next monthly meeting at the post home at 221 South David Street, downtown Sydney, on Monday, May 18th at 6 o'clock. Prospective new members are always welcome and encouraged to attend all monthly meetings unless otherwise posted or held at the post home. Philo Library hosts BYOB Club May 5th. I know we had a lot of runners in the Christie Marathon on Friday and Saturday this week. Congratulations to everyone who ran, walked the courses, or even helped out with the races. You did great, and the weather was pretty darn perfect as well. First, let me remind you that the BYOB Club will meet on Tuesday, May 5th at 6 o'clock. BYOB, in this case, meaning bring your own book. We decided that not everyone likes the same thing, and we want people to enjoy what they read. Thus, the bring your own, or come without a book if you prefer. We're looking forward to sharing info like, what genre do you like? Did you read a memorable book, good or bad? What's the best book you've read? Some questions to think about. This is an unstructured event with the goal to share a love of reading. Light refreshments will be available if you would like to attend but can't the first week. Let us know if it's possible that day of the week or time may change, and we don't want anyone to miss out. Another future announcement is that we are working on summer programs and hope to have a flyer going home through the schools by mid-May. We will also have information available on our homepage and Philo Watch. A few things that are definitely booked on June 2nd, Read with the Dogs, Come and Meet Bear, and Puppy. The next week of Stuffy Sleepover is scheduled for June 8th and 9th, and there are 3 Champaign County Forest Preserve presentations in the month of June. Watch this column, stop in the library and pick up a schedule, or check online. We have a lot of other things planned, not set in time yet. Preschool programs, summer reading programs for all ages with prizes and more. Thanks for the reading. Hopefully I can get you more program information next week. Olivia Withheft writes the Rocket Rundown today. Softball played just 3 games this week because of prom on Saturday. They started their week against Prairie Central. They won the game a whopping 3-0 and set the tone for their week. On Wednesday, they played U-High. They won 2-0, and both Reese Fry and Danica Eisminger had an RBI, runs batted in. The game against STM Friday had to be moved from STM to Unity because of field conditions. Maybe this gave the team a home field advantage, because I don't know what else would explain the 11-0 win over the Sabres. Kenley Harris hit a home run during this game as well. Let's hope they carry this attitude into their 4-game week this week. They will play Pontiac at home on Monday, St. Anthony on Tuesday, Central Catholic on Thursday, and on Saturday they play SHG at home. Base only played 2 games last week, also because of prom. Their first game was against Prairie Central on Monday. The Rockets won 10-2. They also played STM on Friday, which surprisingly had the exact final score. This week is busy with Pontiac Monday, St. Anthony Tuesday, Central Catholic Thursday, and Coal City on Saturday. On Friday, both boys and girls had a meet, but they were separate. The girls competed in the Glenwood Lady Titan Invite, won first place finish Emma Swisher in the 200 meter, but the 4x100 placed second, as well as Pound in the 3200 meter, Swisher in the 100 meter, and Schlitter in the 200 meter. The boys hosted an invite Friday. The long distance guys did the usual. Fairbanks placed first in the 800, and Crow placed first in the 1600 and 3200 meter. Carter Schmid also placed first in the 300-meter hurdles Saturday. There was a freshman-sophomore meet in Monticello. It was a major success with 9 first-place finishes and 3 second-place finishes. This week, there's a Salt Fork meet for JV, the Urbana Varsity Quad Track meet, then the Spartan Classic and Lady Sage's Invite on Friday. The Ramblin' Man, David Porter, does a story titled Wired for Chaos, The Rabbit Hole of Home Repair. Even downhill, I've never had much luck rolling an actual snowball. Anytime I start a project, though the proverbial snowball slide is easier, faster, and almost inevitable, it started with changing out the range hood. Simple enough, just 2 wires, but the power on the new hood is on the right. The power comes in on the left. The right way to fix that is difficult, time-consuming, and more expensive. So, of course, I did it the other way, which was drilling a hole through the back of the new hood and adding a length of wire around, through, and under, and hiding all that behind the vents. We used the light on the old range hood as a nightlight, but the new model doesn't have a dim setting. It's either on or off, and on is bright enough to guide an airplane through a blizzard. So we switched to using the light on the refrigerator, but it's too dim, and the color of the light is off-putting, depressing actually. Plus, if we ever need to replace that bulb, it looks like an engineering degree would be required. So while my wife was out of town for a few days, I decided to surprise her by putting a dimmer switch on the light over the sink so we can use it as our nightlight. I decided this when I found an old dimmer switch in my toolbox. Light switches are pretty easy to swap out. Well, most light switches. This one was paired with an outlet. No big deal. I took the plate cover off, expecting to find maybe 4 wires. Instead, there were 6, with the light pulling its power from the outlet. That many wires require more space in the electrical box, plus the housing on a dimmer switch is much larger than a regular switch. And to that, the dimmer switch is white, and the outlet is brown. I rummaged through my toolbox and found a white outlet, so I switched that out too. Got it all put together, only to learn that the dimmer switch doesn't work, and 2 of the screws were stripped. Luck was on my side, though, as I found another dimmer switch in the garage. Now, why would I have all these extra parts lying around? Well, my dad was an electrician. These things just happen. Long story short, I ended up redoing the whole thing 4 times over, several hours until I got into a combination that worked. What started out as a simple repair turned out to be an all-night test of patience. But it's all working now, and I found everything I needed in the garage, bolstering my argument that we should never throw anything away. I should just tell my wife that it was easy peasy, smooth sailing, and a testament to my skill and efficiency. Except she knows me. She knows better. And let's read Millie Otto's story this week, My Amish Home. Post-sale and lots of memories. Be careful for nothing, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving for your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-19. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Millie writes, it's Saturday afternoon as I try to collect my thoughts. It's been so dreary, cold, rainy, and windy. I have a hard time being motivated. All I wanted to do was curl up in the recliner with my fuzzy blanket, coffee, and a book. But by now, the sun is tippy-toeing around, and it isn't quite so windy, and it did warm up some. Except that I decided to do my laundry. So as of now, it is gaily blowing in the breeze, wrapping and unwrapping partially around the lines. This is now 1 week post-sale, and we are so thankful for the nice weather we had. It started out chilly, but the sun rose in all its glory and warmed us up. The sale went fairly well. Our grandsons, cousins, Robert and Lucas Yoder, did the honors of auctioneering. They are both licensed and quite good. The youngest family member to attend was Emerson Rayanne, at 9 days old. I don't believe she bought anything. She just ate and slept. Actually, the next youngest, Marcy, just shy of 1 year old, she didn't buy anything either. We have been working on cleaning up the aftermath. A lot of stuff didn't sell, so we have to decide what's going where. Dumpster City, CAM, MCC, and maybe the Monday night auction. We also have lots of boxes to take to the workshop for recycling. As we were sorting, we kept finding little items that brought back memories. We siblings had a small box of items that only we could bid on. Brother Mark's got a letter opener from the old store in Caldwell of their 7th anniversary. I have lots of memories of the old store. I made many trips on the railroad to Caldwell for groceries, etc., for my mom and dad. I later found a keychain magnet from their 11th anniversary. I was happy to have found that. We also unearthed some old kerosene lamps. I cleaned those up all nice and shiny. I wanted the one really bad. I realized someone was bidding against me. I kept on and had to pay $100. I found out it was grandson Levon Yoder. He got the other two for much cheaper. We get to use the room between the two apartments for ourselves. I haven't decided yet, will it be my office or my sewing room? I'm kind of in favor of a sewing room, so I'll have more space to spread out my quilt things. And yes, another quilt just got added. Granddaughter Margaret of Dale, Illinois, is getting married. In closing, aging seems to be the only available way to live a long life. I believe we'll have stir fry this week. And she offers a recipe for stir fry. Fajitas, 4 boneless chicken breasts, a 1/2 cup bottled Italian dressing. Cut the breasts into thin strips and place in a large Ziploc bag with dressing. Refrigerate several hours or overnight, turning the bag occasionally. 1 small onion sliced and separated into rings, 3 peppers sliced into strips, a 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, salt and pepper to taste. Heat a skillet over medium heat. Stir fry the chicken and onions for 2 minutes. Add the pepper strips. Cook until chicken is done and peppers are tender crisp. Season with garlic salt, lemon juice, salt and pepper as desired. Flour tortillas, picante sauce optional, sour cream. Serve in the warm tortillas topped with picante sauce and sour cream. Sounds pretty yummy. Prepare to be amazed this month at the Tolono Public Library. May is here, and we are bringing back the tradition of May Day baskets at the Tolono Library. May Day baskets, typically filled with flowers and tokens of affection, are secretly left on a recipient's doorknob or porch, often accompanied by a quick ring of the doorbell before the basket giver disappears. On May 1st, from 3:30 to 4:30, children are invited to stop by and create their own May Day basket to brighten a neighbor's day, as well as welcome spring flowers and some long-awaited warmer weather. If your kids are more interested in making something they can use over and over, we will be making kites at the library on Saturday, May 2nd from 1 to 3. Create your own kite from newspaper and dowel rods, then find a clear place to fly it. May is the perfect month for kite flying. The Low Key Book Club, LKBC, will meet on Monday, May 4th from 5:30 to 6:30. We will be discussing historical fiction books before shifting gears to May's theme. But don't worry if you didn't read or finish your book. Join us anyway and get all kinds of options to add to your TBR. The beginnings of our America 250 celebrations are kicking off this month with our Teen Rebellion 1776 Book Club, open to teens, preteens, 6th grade and up. We will be meeting every other week through May and June, reading Laurie Halse's Anderson's novel, Rebellion 1776. Request your copy of the book from your library today. Finally, seniors, don't forget to join us for Coffee Talk on Wednesday, May 6th from 9 to 10. We will be joined by Maggie Wachter from Second Nature Honey to discuss her beekeeping and how bees make honey. More details on these and all of our events can always be found on our website, www.tolonolibrary.org/events. And finally, Ann Roten writes about the Sydney Scoop. Look for your correspondence, April 20th, Sydney American Legion Post 433 meeting coverage published in this week's edition of Southern Champaign County Today paper, which I read earlier. Given that I already covered that, I'm going to switch the next story to the last story to Rocket Nation by Diane Ducey, A Visit from the Little Mermaid. The The last weekend of April was busy in Rocket Nation. Thursday, April 23rd, the National Honor Society ceremony and Unity Alumni Hall of Fame induction took place in the Polly Anderson Auditorium. Friday, April 24th, with a Teachers Institute Day, students got out of school early in Unit 7. Saturday, April 24th, was Unity High School's prom and at the I Hotel and Conference Center, with so many upperclassmen finding pretty places to take pictures with friends. Sunday, April 25th, even those juniors and seniors that did not attend the prom could go to the trip to Six Flags St. Louis, with buses departing at 8 a.m. and getting back by 9 p.m. Illinois Race Weekend had organizer Jan Seely and her team welcoming over 20,000 participants to the area by Geese Memorial Stadium for runners participating in the mile run on Thursday, April 23rd, the 5K on Friday, April 24th, and Saturday, April 25th, was the half marathon, wheelchair marathon, 10K, and kids run at 3 o'clock. With post-race treats, Reg Cakes had gluten-free options for finishers making their way to the booth, some hurting but relieved to have finished with family, friends, and supporters escorting them. As owners of Reg Cake, 801 North Dunlap, Suite A in Savoy, the old Senator Inn location, Regina Johnson, Pasotum resident, was thrilled to share her passion of making food more accessible to eaters with gluten-free choices available, as her son Miles and his co-worker Leslie Hammersmith were happy to respond to runners' needs in the Great Hall of Memorial Stadium after they crossed the finish line. The mayor of Savoy, John Brown, also on Tolono's police force, was joined by his daughter, Elena, telecommunications for U of I Police Department, on the golf cart as they rode down the route and stopped at mile marker 23 to visit with friend and DJ Diane Ducey, providing music and encouragement on the microphone to marathon participants. And finally, I'd like to cover the OSF piecemeal menu. Here's the Sidney Homer Philo Tolono Sidoras and Pasotum piecemeal menu for Thursday, April 30th through Wednesday, May 6th. Thursday, April 30th, cold spaghetti salad with meat, applesauce, diced peaches, breadstick, and a half pint of milk. Friday, May 1st, barbecue pulled pork, baked beans, peas, fruit cup, wheat roll served with butter or margarine and a half pint of milk. Saturday, May 2nd, BLT with lettuce and tomato, pineapple, sub bun, chips, and a half pint of milk. Sunday, May 3rd, OSF piecemeal is closed. Monday, May 4th, fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, fruit cup, wheat roll served with butter or margarine, and a half pint of milk. Tuesday, May 5th, hot ham and cheese sliders, tater tots, carrots, fruit cup, Hawaiian roll served with butter or margarine, and a half pint of milk. Wednesday, May 6th, OSF piecemeal is closed. OSF piecemeal provides seniors age 60 and older with a nutritious lunch Monday through Saturday and are closed on Sunday and Wednesday. There is a suggested donation of $4 for each meal. However, no senior will be denied a meal because of inability to financially contribute. The Illinois Link card is an accepted form of payment. For more information, please go to osfhealth-care.org/osf-peace, P-E-A-C-E, dash, meal, / or call 1-309-665-5900. The Homer Piecemeal Congregate site is at the Homer Village Hall, located at 500 East 2nd Street. It is currently carry-out only. For reservations, please call 1-309-665-5900. Home delivery in Southern Champaign County is currently available in Sidney, Homer, Philo, Tolono, Sidoras, and Pasotum. Meal substitutions may occur due to global supply chain shortage, but a nutritious meal is still guaranteed. The OSF piecemeal menu is submitted by Meals Senior Nutrition Program by Ann Roden. This has been Kim Harden reading Southern Champaign County Today for April 29th, 2026. I hope you have a great day.